Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. And there we go. And today's guest, we're going to be talking about the Tao of Tarot. And yeah, it's going to be a great episode. And today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theater June 4th. Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. He'll be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster. And coming up this weekend, starting today actually, is the Wellness Fair. It's the 18th annual Wellness Fair at Canada Place, and it's going on all weekend, so Friday through Sunday. And that is, what's today's date? April 30th. So it's this weekend, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd, and maybe the 3rd. I've got to find the website here. I'm really unorganized today. I apologize for that. So I also have some gifts to give away. We have two gift bags courtesy of the Wellness Show. So keep listening for the cue to call for that. It is, oh yes, thewellnessshow.com is where you can find more information about the Wellness Show, because they have speakers and workshops going on. And it's today, April 30th. May 1st and May 2nd, 2010. And again, that is at Canada Place. And I think it starts today, April 30th, about 2:30 in the afternoon. And then it'll be going on all weekend. So check it out. And welcome to the show, Christina. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Marie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good. So how do I pronounce your last name?
Bjergo. It's a Norwegian with the J that kind of throws a lot of people. But
wonderful.
It's always fun to hear some variations, too.
Christina Bjergo, and you are the author of The Tao of Tarot. Do you call it Tao or Tao?
I call it Tao, but it depends on the pronunciation as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us. So how did you get involved with tarot cards? Can you tell us a bit about your background?
Sure. I actually didn't start with the tarot. It started with me with dreams. And I've been a longtime dream worker and been curious about what dreams reflect about myself and other people. And so it was basically following dreams that led me on the journey first to energy work, to Reiki, and then directed me towards Oriental medicine, more in-depth understanding of the energy of the body and Qigong as a practice for working with the body and opening up, accessing kind of this dreaming body of ourselves. And from there, the dreams became very much more objective, mythical, alchemical. And from there, I started to dream of the tarot, and they kind of led me into what became the book.
Wow. So what do you think that these dreams mean for you?
I think it's a source of higher guidance that we have access when we turn off our minds, our intellectual minds, maybe the ego mind. Sometimes our lives are very external oriented. And when we sleep at night in particular, we're kind of turning that off and opening up almost a channel for greater insight, a higher mind of sorts to come through and then give us guidance, whether it's for our health, our relationships, giving us peace of mind, kind of a journey that we're led to if we choose to follow our dreams and explore them, that brings us greater wholeness and also spiritual truth.
So in your book, The Tao of Tarot, The Way to Health, Happiness, and Spiritual Illumination Through Qigong Dreaming, you go into each of the cards in great detail. So do you give readings?
No, that really wasn't the way it came about for me, it was more just to give people a little more understanding of what some of the symbols that are in the cards, and symbolism being universal, so not just with one culture, like say for China, which Taoism comes from China, but that these symbols have similar representations and meanings all around the world, and from back to the Paleolithic time to current day. So it's been a wonderful journey, inner with the dreams, but also I've had the opportunity to travel as well and go to Egypt and Greece and Africa, you know, around the world, Australia, other places, and to really dream while in these places and finding significance there, but also greater insight and depth into what the symbolism in the cards represent.
Wonderful. So you wrote this book to teach people more about tarot and also about dreams. So how is it significant? How are other people's dreams? Do you believe that there's like a collective kind of dream message that's going on right now?
Yes, great question. And I would definitely say yes. I think there is, you know, what Carl Jung would call the universal consciousness, the collective consciousness, and that there's a way to tap into that. Now, sometimes we get a little bogged down by those dreams that are a little bit more ego-based or showing more the fear side, that intellectual side of things. And so we can sometimes get trapped in having nightmares, recurring ones, feeling like we're on that hamster wheel, not able to break through. And this can be in waking life as well as our sleeping life. And so what's wonderful about having a body practice, mindfulness practice like Qigong, yoga, and other forms of getting back to the body is a way to transmute some of those inner obstacles and outer obstacles in our lives, so we can access that higher level of dreaming and that sacred symbolism.
So what is your opinion of our level of consciousness right now? A lot of people are talking about 2012. I just saw a documentary about it the other day. Do you think that these dreams are leading up to something, or what's your opinion on that?
Well, that's a good question, because it's always good to reflect on, you know, one's own dreams and inner experiences and how that reflects what's going on collectively and in our world. And for me, you know, it started about 12 years ago, and it's like a light turned on. I had this dream vision of a Native American woman floating, spiraling up in the sky, and she transmuted into an angel and then pure light. And I almost have a sense that that's kind of the journey going on, too, for all of us. We're kind of working our stuff. We're trying to find happiness. I think we're all looking to be authentic and find ourselves and do work in the world that brings us joy and also joy to others in the world. And so my feeling is that if we all kind of get back on track with our lives and on our path, that we're helping raise the vibration of ourselves and then also our relationships, our community, and the world. And perhaps that's how collectively we can raise consciousness and bring more love onto our planet.
Wonderful. And do you think that, I don't know, maybe this is really out there, but do you think that as we raise our consciousness, it's going to change what's going on with our planet?
I do. And, you know, it's interesting because I come from an environmental background. I was an environmental manager in the Coast Guard, so I was very much in the enforcement side of environmental management and cleaning, helping clean the earth, particularly with the waterways. But it's interesting because I feel, in a sense, I'm doing the same work, but in another direction, more from the inside out now. People, when they do things like Qigong, they can help kind of purify, help their body work better, for example. So you work on maybe, say, the liver, and you clear the liver out. Well, with that, there's a little more sense of judgments clearing, too, and maybe this we have a little bit more greater connection with nature, with other people, with ourselves, probably starting with ourselves is where I think it comes about. And so then comes compassion and loving kindness and other gifts, I think, as we unbind our heart. That's kind of a Buddhist term as far as the unbinding of the heart. And I think that when we work with the body and we clear our stresses, our old angers, grief, things from the past, that then we have a clearer sense of the lightness of being that's really, I think, innate within everyone.
Awesome. Well, can you tell us, Christina, a little bit more about what Qigong actually is?
Oh, I'd love to. And that's maybe part of my passion is to help educate because it's a wonderful form of exercise. It comes from China. It's part of Chinese medicine, so people know acupuncture a little bit more. So think of it as something people can do on their own to open up the energy of their body and without needles. And so it's a very empowering way to work towards greater health, happiness, and wholeness. So there are key things that are a part of Qigong. And so Qi is life force energy. Gong is work. So we're working with our energy. We're purifying our energy. And then with that, with healthy energy flow, we get more oxygen to our cells. The waste is removed easier. And so our body works better as well. But in Qigong, we don't say that you can really divide energy into physical, you know, emotional or spiritual. That's all kind of combined together. So people who do Qigong, they're getting back into the flow of themselves. And so with that comes intuitive insights and dreaming, which is great as well. They have a greater sense of joy and peace of mind from the practice. And it's kind of about, you know, Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching, the Taoist text, talks about synchronicity and the Trinity. And so this Trinity is an aspect of body, mind, and spirit coming back into balance, harmonizing for the individual. And it's just brought me so many gifts that I love to share and educate about it.
Oh, thank you so much for explaining that to us. Well, it's time for a break, so we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. We are speaking with Christina Bierho.
Bierho, good.
Bierho? Yay! Okay. Christina Bierho, she is the author of The Tao of Tarot, and you can... Where's the best place to get your book?
Oh, I sell it on the website. There's different searches or book-selling options, I think, online. You know, Amazon.com, down here, at least in the U.S., and... I think it's always good, if you're interested, you can always approach a bookstore and they usually can order it. So that's a great way too, just to support your local bookstores.
Great. And it's called The Tao of Tarot and it's Tao is spelled T-A-O. So it's like...
Yes. And so if you don't mind, maybe just quickly, the website, if people are interested, is www.taooftarot.com or T-A-O-O-F-T-A-R-O-T.com.
Wonderful. Perfect. Okay. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was
blind before I met you. Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. I just want to remind you that Deepak Chopra is coming to Vancouver June 4th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and the show is sponsored by Deepak today, so you can get tickets for that at Ticketmaster. And also this weekend, April 2nd, May 1st, and May 2nd is the Health and Wellness Fair. It's the Wellness Fair, and we have a couple of gifts to give away. I think I'm going to give out the cue to call for before our next commercial break, but I just want to go over what we're giving away. We have two bags, and they're both filled with lots of wonderful things. Bag one has a light activewear hot yoga top. It's black. It's a size 6. It's really cute, and it's worth about $50. So it's a great gift right there. And then there's some other random kind of things. We've got chicken stock. There's an immune booster, wild salmon oil, lavender lotion, and some awesome Western sage honey. So that's in bag one. And then bag two has a bunch of goodies. There's Nelly's All Natural Laundry Soda, wildlife calendar, a healthy mouth kit from BC Dental Hygienists Association, chia seed oil, and another Western Sage honey. So we're going to be giving those gifts away to lucky winners who are able to come out to the UBC campus and the Student Union building to pick those up will be winning those. So keep listening for your cue to call for that. I will be giving out the cue to call before our next break, which will be in about 10 or 15 minutes. So keep listening. Again, we are speaking with Christina Biergo. And Biergo or Bierho?
Biergo,
sorry. And
okay.
She's the author of The Tao of Tarot. And we were just talking about Qigong. So what's the difference between Qigong and Tai Chi?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. That's a great question. They're actually very similar as far as often using that slow kind of meditative movements that we often see with Tai Chi. Some people would say Tai Chi is a form of Qigong, though Tai Chi also has that aspect of building energy and then using it externally for martial arts, kind of, you know, more externalizing and facing a foe, an opponent. While Qigong is used to really just build and strengthen the energy system of the body, you know, that lightness of the body, the subtle body. And so it's all about bringing it back in, coming back home, and strengthening for body, mind, spirit wellness.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to talk about the actual tarot now. So the tarot is the way.
Yes, my dreams kind of led me to see, and the cards would keep coming up, or certain aspects of cards would keep coming up to show the connection and the influence of getting back into the body. And so I see the major arcana cards in particular, and arcana, if you look at the definitions there, it's talking about this elixir, this secret alchemical gift. And alchemy is simply just kind of a purification from a lower state of, say, chaos to a higher evolved aspect, kind of going from maybe the tarnished bronze up into the gold, kind of that eternal light symbolism that comes up. So the cards are really showing a way to spiritual enlightenment and understanding truth, and that truth comes within. So if you look and you understand Chinese medicine, you see that the symbols and the cards themselves are kind of showing a way that, you know, through purifying the body, purifying what in Chinese medicine we call the internal evils, the suppressed emotions, traumas of grief, anger, fear, that many of us feel in our nighttime dreams as well as in our waking life. So that this is a step-by-step process, in a sense. The cards can be looked at that way as showing a way to connect with the self, connect with the earth, and to activate this energy, what we call central chi, the spiral energy in the body. And you see that all the arcana cards have an aspect of a spiral in them, which is very interesting. So it's almost like they're little clues for those who know what to look for in the cards. And so it's quite a journey, and just like dreams, where you get little pieces of a puzzle, and eventually you see the big picture. And that's really one aspect, at least, of the wisdom of the tarot.
So I'd like to talk about the cards specifically. There are 22 cards in the major arcana.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the most important cards in the deck?
Well, I would say they are probably giving the big picture as far as of a lifetime journey of spiritual awakening, of healing the body and finding joy and authenticity. The minor ones are perhaps helping us with the day-to-day getting there a little bit more. But the major ones are kind of the big spiritual picture, in a sense.
Okay. And so the Fool, it sounds like the Fool is quite an important card.
Oh, I love the Fool. You know, it's the one that begins with a zero on it. It's often the first card. And it's interesting because, you know, the major arcana cards have Roman numerals, but the Fool card, there is no zero in the Roman numerals. So there is already just a little glimpse of, okay, there's something important about this card, something a little different, this space holder. Why has it, does it have this circle? And then you can go into, you know, what is the symbolism of the circle? And in alchemy, there's the Ouroboros, so that cycle of nature that then brings us back to our wholeness. And Jung, you know, and as far as dream work, would say that's the journey of life, is particularly the second part of life, is we start to look back into ourselves and say, okay, what is my journey? Where am I supposed to be? And depression and feeling unfulfilled in life can often help us look within and say, oh, okay, I've gotten off track. Now, who am I and what am I to do in this world? And so the Fool is a great one because it's also about faith and trust. You see, like in the Weight Rider deck, that there's the individual who's, you know, looking up at the sky and ready to kind of just take that step into the unknown at the end of a cliff. And that kind of is what life is, as far as our initiations that happen in our dreams or in our experiences, those aha moments. We often don't really know where we're being led. But if we have faith and that sense of trust in our direction and where we're being guided, and our own intuition as well, which is very empowering, then I think that's where the journey really takes off and we find ourselves along the way.
So I'm looking at your website here, taooftarot.com. And again, if you want to go to that website, it's Tao is spelled T-A-O. taooftarot.com. And Lao Tzu, you speak a lot about Lao Tzu in your book, and I'm wondering, what's the connection between Lao Tzu and the tarot?
Well, Lao Tzu talks about that the first step on the way to finding the Tao, and the Tao could be different things to different people, could be higher mind, could be source, could be God. It's, you know, many different terms for the same thing, but this maybe transcendental part of ourselves and of our existence. Well, Lao Tzu talks about that the first step is emptiness, and so to find a practice of emptiness, and that's getting out of that ego mind, getting into that intellect, or the worrying about the past, or frustrations from our past, and also, you know, concerns about the future and fears that come up. So we want to go beyond that limited aspect of who we are. And from emptiness then comes intuitive awareness or dreaming. And the more we have a practice that helps us get back to emptiness, Lao Tzu says, then the more clarity we get. It's almost like that is a purifying aspect in itself. And so the dreams and intuition then lead us back onto our path and onto our life. And so I look at the Fool card as very much that way. It's emptying the mind and then following that direction, that guidance that comes through dreams and inner promptings that tells us, okay, take this next step, even if maybe what we're seeing in our external world doesn't seem to fit into what we think we should do. It's getting out of that thinking and more of that intuition. Developing that is a real personal asset and inner resource to then step out and follow our path.
But if Lao Tzu talks about releasing the ego and getting into that stillness, I mean, don't a lot of people, don't a lot of people read the tarot cards or go to see a tarot reader because they're concerned about the future and they want to know what's coming up?
That's true. And sometimes when we're feeling a little bit confused or we're not trusting our inner intuition, that's a great way to almost work with it as a synchronicity tool. So the tarot, you know, you pick a few cards, and so what do they reflect back about what's going on inside, what's going on in your world? So synchronicity is another thing that Lao Tzu talks about. He talks about the more you practice emptiness and you develop your dreaming inner awareness, that synchronicity develops as well. And so you might be, it could be through a card, or you could be walking down the street and you see a cat, and something resonates with you, and maybe you go look up what the cat symbol means, or you have a sense of what that means to you. And so that could give direction as well. So I think the thing in Chinese medicine is that the inner and the outer world are very connected. And so you have the inner experience, you know, in the dreaming state, but you can also have the dreaming through the experience of synchronicity, of ahas that come from reading a book that falls out, you know, as you're gazing through the library, the stacks of books, that there is also this this intermeshing of a deeper world and our external experiences as well that are part of the big dreaming.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. It's time now to take another break already. This hour is just flying by. So we have a couple of gifts. I said I was going to give them away during the break. So in just a moment, I'm going to give you the cue to call. And that number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We have two bags to give away. You will need to come to the University of British Columbia campus to the station here in the Student Union building. So if you're able to do that, feel free to give us a call, 822-2487. Bag one, this is courtesy of the Wellness Fair that's going on April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd at Canada Place. And bag one has a hot yoga top courtesy of Light Active Wear, and that's a black size 6, looks like about a medium. There's some chicken stock, there is a immune booster, wild salmon oil, lavender lotion, and a western sage honey. So that is all in bag one. If you're a size 6 or you know someone who is, it's a really cute yoga top. Definitely a great gift. Again, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And bag two has some lovely all-natural laundry soda, a beautiful wildlife calendar, a healthy mouth kit from the BC Dental Hygienists Association, some prana chia seed oil, and western sage honey as well. So if you're able to come to UBC, or maybe you go here or work here, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back in just a moment with more Synchronicity. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scottie's Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you to the people who called in. We do have two winners for the wonderful gift bags from the Wellness Fair. Again, that's April 30th. I am so out of it today. I apologize. April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd down at Canada Place. Lots of different events going on and booths and things like that. If you're interested in checking it out, I'm going to go check it out today. So we are talking with Christina Biergo. She is the author of The Tao of Tarot. You can find her website at taoftarot.com, and Tao is spelled T-A-O. So it's like Tao of Tarot, but it's pronounced Tao. So welcome back to the show, Christina.
Thank you, Marie.
Hi. Sorry for the long break. I was answering all those the winners who won the gift baskets. So thanks for your patience.
Oh, yeah, congratulations to them.
Yeah, it's to Len and Deborah. So yay. Okay, so where were we? We should be talking about the most important cards in the tarot deck. We were just talking about the Fool. What are some of the most significant cards in the tarot?
Oh, that's hard. I kind of have a soft spot for all of them. But maybe just intuitively what comes up is the Sun card, because I like the Sun card because it's showing perhaps that the sun within, you know, the divine, the inner light that we have that is part of the spiritual essence of our being that guides us in life. And I like that card very much because it has the little boy with the sunflowers as well. So you see that the sun is represented in the sky as a beautiful glowing golden orb that's sharing its light, and light is energy. So back to kind of the connection with energy and working with energy like Qigong. The little boy is riding on a white horse and is holding a banner with a red drapery that spirals up it. And so we see that connection with the spiral again and working with that maybe as a way, showing a way at least to find that spiritual light inside, to see, to really experience, not just have an intellectual understanding of it, but to know it through dreams and other personal experience. And I think that really is a deeper way to find peace and joy in oneself and in life.
And so what, the Sun one is one of your favorites, and what about the Moon?
Oh, I love the Moon as well, because the Moon, there's that yin-yang balance. So the Sun is very yang. It's kind of the sunny side of the mountain. And in Chinese medicine, it's, you know, the heavens, it's the external world. Well, the Moon is its opposite, its complementary opposite. And the Moon is, or the yin side of life, is kind of that, the dark side of the mountain. It's cool, it's quiet, it's inner, it's the earth. And the Moon goes through changes. It goes through that cycle of nature, you know, going through the seasons of letting go, you know, the deathing. And, you know, now in the spring we're coming into the rebirth and the generation of fertility, of abundance. And so the Moon is very much representing that cycle. And I think when we connect with that cycle, not only in nature, but also within ourselves, there is that opportunity to purify. So we can release those obstacles with the deathing part of the cycle and then come into a greater sense of who we really are, that integrating maybe those lost pieces of ourselves and coming back into wholeness. But it is, I think, through nature and, you know, going to South America, you can see that they really look at Pachamama or Mother Earth as the top of their trinity, their hierarchy in the Catholic Church, because that is how they experience God, is through nature and through relationship and through our workings and living in the world. And through that, then you gain an experience and an understanding of God, or that maybe that solar, the divine aspect of life. So the two work very well together. And so, you know, it's hard to pick one over the other, actually. They're both great.
Well, we need the sun and the moon, so yay, happy to have both of those. But what about, I'm curious about the death card, because it seems so ominous. If you get the death card, does that mean that you or someone else is going to die?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people are plagued with dreams of death or fears of death or being chased by an unknown enemy. And so we live that, in a sense, through our dreams. But no, I do not think that at all. And taken symbolically, death is that opportunity, again, to let go of the lesser part of ourselves, our traumas, our fears, our judgments against others. Judgments is a big one. And so when we go around the wheel, you know, kind of that representation of the moon, of the cycles, and we have the chance to kind of let go of our smaller selves and emerge healthier, stronger, more empowered, and from there we enjoy life. And so when we dream of death, for example, or we get the tarot card as kind of that synchronicity to show us, it's often just showing, okay, this is the next part of my growth, and you cannot grow unless you let go of something. So I think that's a key. And there's so many people who come to me, oh, I had a horrible dream. I had a terrible dream. It was awful. And they share it with me. And I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful dream. Here, your ego is letting go of something. And then, you know, you can let go and you come to something bigger and brighter. And just, you know, I encourage people then to watch the follow-up dreams that come, because there's usually a transcendence. And when you have tools like Qigong to help you with that, you can shift those nightmare qualities or help yourself get through that dark night of the soul back into the light, back into your happiness, you're being centered and empowered in life. And so that is another beautiful thing about Qigong, and then working with it with dreams or with experiences. Like if you get the death card and you feel a sense of, oh, I feel trapped in my life, in my work, my relationship, there's something you can do. Be empowered to transcend that, and you'll be happier for it. But I would also maybe say, Marie, that you know, that we experience death in real life too. And so I think what the beauty of dreams can be is that you start to see that there is something deeper at work and something very beautiful about that process of our existence. We are all born and we will all die. But if we connect in more with our dreams, we start to see that there is actually a lot of beauty to what happens with the soul. And it's given me a lot of peace of mind and helped many friends of mine I know who have dealt with death in their lives. And that's quite a gift to have. And, I guess I would like people to encourage people to explore their dreams, because I think just having that sense of a bigger reality can give so much peace of mind and greater contentment for others.
So how do you, Christina, how do you explore your dreams? Do you write them down? Do you do some exercises? What helps you to explore?
Well, I think I try to give myself a little bit of time to relax in the morning. I find that my morning time is very potent. So if I don't have to rush and get going in the day, if I have a little bit more of that yin time of just time of nothing scheduled, where I can just relax and almost promote the dreaming to come in, then I like to do that. So that's something I try to do in my weekly life. And then doing Qigong and meditation are huge ones for me, and yoga as well, that, you know, by getting back to the body, getting back into the moment, what, you know, Lao Tzu said about emptiness again, is a way to then kind of promote the dreams to come. And so one benefit, another benefit of Qigong, I guess, would be is you can do it while you're awake. And so you don't have to, not as concerned about losing or not remembering the dreams, such as at nighttime. So it's nice to have a source of wisdom that you can just, okay, I'm going to take a little time today and do Qigong. And there are groups doing Qigong everywhere around the world. So if you're interested in exploring that, you can look online and find a teacher and a group near you to join, because it's a lovely practice and it's a great way to meet wonderful people and do it in community too.
That sounds really beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's really nice. And yeah, dreaming's wonderful. So I would say for most people, we're really busy with our lives, and so we're very yang dominated, very external in our relationships. So if we can bring a little bit more yin into our life, a little bit more of that inner time, that quiet time, that's going to promote your dreams. And I have a lot of techniques also to help with dream recall in the book as well.
Beautiful. And again, that book is Tao of Tarot, and you can find that at taooftarot.com, and the author's name is Christina Biergo. We are speaking with her right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Hi, welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And another event that is coming up Friday, May 7th, Dr. Leo Sharashkin will be speaking at the church on 16th and Burrard. If you want to see him speaking, that's Friday, May 7th. You can find out more information at ringingcedars.com. And again, today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra. He's coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater June 4th. And you can get tickets for that at Ticketmaster. Welcome back to the show, Christina.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. So I'm wondering, can we talk about the spiral, the Kundalini coiled serpent imagery? What's the significance of that in the tarot?
Well, I think in Chinese medicine, we call it central qi. And central qi is described as kind of this whirling energy that unites duality and takes it to the Tao. So there's this aspect of uniting the opposites in life and going beyond judgments of good and bad, right and wrong, and transcending that to a higher plane, and that's the spiritual plane, that plane of transcendence, of unity consciousness, for example. And so working with that spiral, what in India later became what we know from what we can tell archaeology is the Kundalini energy, we call in Chinese medicine central qi or chong qi. And so this energy and these techniques were kind of bridged over into the West, and that's how I think the influence with the tarot came in, is the Western Gnostic traditions heavily used a lot of practices from the East. And so working with that central qi, that Kundalini energy, became a means to see the light, see the divine within, and have personal experience or personal spiritual truth guide us as one of the vehicles or ways to grow spiritually, and also in physically and emotionally from these traditions of the East. And so I think that's why we see a lot of the spiral in the tarot cards, because that influence is there to show that, yes, it can be used as divination, as synchronicity, but it's also representing a practice, a way or the way back into the body to activate this energy that can then help heal ourselves and also, what many believe, heal the planet as well. And again, that connection with the 2012 coming up. So to lighten, you know, to find our lightness of being within ourselves, and then to help with our connection when we do Qigong on the earth, we do it in circle, and help, we're helping build energy. And that there are places around the world, such as the Mayan temples, the pyramids in Egypt, Machu Picchu, around the world there are these sacred sites, and they seem to be have been placed on areas with where people experience higher spiritual insight or dreaming. And so this connection that what we call Kundalini in ourselves is also, you know, what some might call vortexes or ley lines, like in the UK they call ley lines, and in China, Lungmai, dragon lines, this spiraling energy sites. And so it's like that bridge of light. We become that nice bridge of light to bring it into the earth and to bring it into ourselves. And that's where I think we can transcend some of that more physical densities that we hold in our body and be guided in life and also make a difference.
Well, Christina, we just have a few minutes left in the show, and so I'm wondering, what are some of the most important points that you wanted to get across? Is there anything that I didn't ask that you would like to be said?
Oh, well, I would say just follow your dreams would probably be my number one advice for people who are listening out there, and the importance of dreams. And if you don't already have a good practice and understanding of the dream symbols in your life, start searching and looking for that. And my book can be one way to help with that. The last part of the book, probably the biggest part, is part three is on 10 years of dreaming and kind of what I learned and transcending some of those nightmares and experiences of life, of seeing that there really is a bigger picture behind death and some of the other obstacles we face in this existence. So that would be the number one thing, and that it takes a little bit of courage to do that, but it's well worth the rewards that come in the end from following dreams. So getting back into that place of looking for your answers within rather than externally in other people is a huge step, I think, in our process, and maybe perhaps the journey that we're on by being here right now. So that would be the number one thing, I think, is follow those dreams and look to share your gifts with the world and make the world a better place.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so again, that is the Tao of Tarot, and you can find that at www.taoftarot.com.
Yes, yes. And just a quick other thing that pops into mind is just also that look at the unity within life and within different traditions. I think there's so much that we categorize and separate and say, oh, this tradition is better than that. But if we look really at the essence of love and going beyond the ego and finding unity in life, in our relationships, you know, with people we have challenges with, let's look at maybe use those as opportunities to maybe heal yourself, and then you can heal the relationship and accept others. A more inclusive way of looking at life.
Do you think that, because you mentioned that probably your favorite card in the deck is the sun, and I mean, we all live under the same sun, and sort of that mm-hmm. kind of represents unity. Is that exactly one of the reasons why it's your favorite card?
I think so, yeah. And you know, I guess it goes back to that initial dream I had, you know, over a decade ago with, you know, this Native American woman transcending into the light, and that we each have that. And to see that in ourselves, and that can sometimes be the hardest journey, is to see beyond our own ego limitations of ourselves and our judgments against ourselves. And so to let that guide, you know, I hope the listeners will let their inner light shine and let it guide them in life. And then to see that also in others, you know, that's probably the journey of relationship, isn't it? And the challenges that come up with difficulties in life is to look at it in a broader perspective Yeah, really, that's the journey, isn't it? To find the light within, that inner sun.
Beautiful. Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Marie, for having me. It was wonderful to be here with you today.
Well, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So that was Christina Biergo, and she is the author of The Tao of Tarot. You can find her at www.taooftarot.com. And Tao, of course, is spelt like Tao, T-A-O, taooftarot.com. And I'm going to be away next week, May 7th. I'll be back again on May 14th. So I hope that you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful couple of weeks. I will be speaking with you again on May 14th. Take care, be well, and I just want to send my love to you and my appreciation for listening to this show every week. I just really cherish the energy that everyone who listens brings to this show. And I'm going to end the show with one of my favorite spiritual musicians. This is Surya. You can find her online at myspace.com/Surya Sound. This is Order to the Chaos by Surya.